Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you get 15% off your next order.
Your Locked On Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Locked On Sharks, your daily source of everything. Team Tanky Boys. Back, baby. The tank is gassed, ready to go. We've loaded the chamber. I don't know what the cannon thing is. I'm not a military guy. We got to get the Raytheon people in here next for the next episode. We're going to cover the Wild Series and kind of where the Sharks are because, hey, we got nothing else to do right now. And later in the week, we'll have Sheng Peng on to get a little deeper into the weeds on the Sharks. We'll have more draft profiles for you coming up. And all of that good stuff. We're obviously going to cover Marlowe's game-breaking, record-breaking performance. All that good stuff. So stay with us as we head into the offseason here. But for tonight, I'm your host, Cal Demetrius. Back with me, as always, are JD and Eric, the pineapple bubbly and cherry bubbly to my peach bubbly. Do you guys have bubbly?
No, what is bubbly?
Oh, no, bubbly is like this little water, the soda water.
Yeah.
Did
you say it tastes like ass? I will come there and I will do horrible things to your family.
I don't think they'll let you. Do they let either of us across the border these days?
You can do whatever you want.
Are you allowed to leave? Are you allowed to? That's true. All right. Let's do it. Come down here. Yeah, meet me in the parking lot.
I will. I'm bigger than you guys. Catch me outside.
Yeah, if JD sits on my shoulders, we're the same size.
Are you like 2 inches shorter than me?
Yeah, I'm not.
I didn't grow up like a little soy boy in San Francisco though, so I got that inherent fighting Central Ontario like beef and like blood.
I grew up in the deep south. Yeah, working on boats and stuff like that as a child.
You're gonna throw like a crawdad at me.
Yeah, soy wasn't a thing until like a year ago. I grew up on real milk, dude. Get that shit out of here.
Oh, real milk? Would you drink 1%? You could drink whole if you wanted to.
I know. I'm so mad about that. No, my mom, it was back when fat was the bad boy of the food world. And so my mom would only get us like 1% milk. Oh, it's like watered down milk.
Baby. That's how we do it.
Do you know what Canadians call a whole milk?
What? Milk.
Homo milk. Because it's for homogenized. Yeah. It's literally what it's called. It's literally called homo milk on the bag.
I mean, it's shorter than writing homogenized on it.
Yeah.
Who can read homogenized anyway?
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't call it whole milk, but anyway. So when you guys were like little kids and you went to like a diner or whatever for breakfast and they had little coffee and milk creamers, did you guys ever drink the creamers?
I'm sure I did. I probably did.
Just like that sweet 30% cream or whatever it was.
I taught my children the little like flip game where you put it on the table and you like kind of smack it to try to make it flip around. So yeah, when we could go out to breakfast and stuff like that, that's always a fun game.
Did you ever accidentally break one and just like splatter all over the table?
I have a 3-year-old. Yes.
Thought you were selling him.
Question.
I'm trying to. No take.
Still have him.
Yeah, the when you go to Target and there's that one kid crying and just throwing a fit, that was me on Saturday. So if anybody
you just drag him by his arm down the aisle?
No, I did the like bye and just like walk away, and then he like goes bye, he freaks out and runs at you, and then just proceeds to plop down on the ground again, and then you just rinse and repeat until you're finished with what you're doing at the store, and you just get out there as fast as you possibly can.
What was it that he wanted that you wouldn't buy him?
A Hot Wheel.
Oh hell yeah. I respect his commitment.
I love Hot Wheels.
Are Hot Wheels still the same as like when we were kids?
Yeah, I have the boys have like a gigantic like bin that's probably like a foot deep by like 18 inches, and it's just full of Hot Wheels. And
are they both into Hot Wheels?
Well, Chase was, and then like Jackson kind of inherited, but they both play with them. Yeah. So, but now they're really into the color changing ones where you dip them in like cold water, and then they like the paint job will change, and you put them in like warm water and it'll change back. So,
yo, mine had rust on them.
Yeah. The Hot Wheel technology is, yes.
Oh, wow. Who knew that the advancements in Hot Wheel technology were so great? Also, I used to have a track with like a little thing that would shoot them around the loop, but it had like two little foam things that would shoot them.
We used to have a bunch of the like they're so loud though, but like the like that would do the loop-de-loops and stuff like that, and it's just like, oh, here's the thunk. Yeah,
we used to take the top of the wheel, like the top of the loop off,
and go
like,
flying off.
And like put like books and try to like launch them across the living room. Anyway,
like really speaking of Hot Wheels,
tanks also have Hot Wheels, and boy do the sharks suck. Can you rip up? You got Tankathon right there, right, JD?
Yeah, it is.
Because I think a little Sanford and Sons action. They're moving on up, baby.
So as of Sunday night right now, so after all the games, they're up to 9th right now. Calgary and Vancouver have passed them, and the Kings are right in their sights at the moment. So, yes.
If you've ever cheered for the Kings, now is the time.
Now is the time to cheer for the Kings. So, yes.
I'm a Kings fan. I'm a big Kings fan.
You're a Kings prospect fan.
Yeah, yes. I like Baby Bjorn. Baby Bjorn's sick.
Blake Lizotte, big Blake Lizotte guy.
No, I thought he maybe because he was short and he was playing already. So I was like, all right, they're usually good.
Tankathon has the Kings taking Don Gunther right now. So if you're
Tankathon, I don't know if Tankathon's
just kind of rock.
I use them for the percentages. They're more math boys than scout boys. Ninth is good because again, in this draft, only two teams can move up above you, not three anymore. So if they're at 9th, the lowest they could possibly fall is 11th. And full disclosure, I did.
Oh, I just won the lottery. First pick. Let's go.
I did Tankathon last night, and it took me 6 times to get first. But
I got the first shot right now, baby.
That's all you need. It only takes one. Like you only do one.
I like it.
Yep.
Submit that conclusion to Bill Daly or whatever.
And our friends over at Locked On Red Wings would be happy because they jumped up to second. So it'd be Sharks.
That's how you know it's not a good simulation, because Detroit
the Red Wings never move up. Yeah.
But on the ice, the Sharks are just not. We're done with the playoffs, right?
Please.
Bro, we've been
my family is dying.
Hold on.
It's so bad.
They've been like out of the playoffs for most of the season.
You know now, because like the broadcast is full, just all they talk about now is Patrick Marleau. So I'm really interested after Monday's game what the talking points are going to be now, because they can't talk playoffs anymore. They can't talk Patrick Marleau streak. So Kyle's just rubbing his face with his hand right now.
Doing that because my friend Eddie was kicking in.
It's going to be all about accountability and shit. I only listen to them to bitch about them, so it doesn't bother me.
I'm hoping they'll be talking about
younger players.
So San Jose, just before we get into that, is 5 points out of a playoff spot, and they have one game in hand over Arizona.
Yeah. But the Sharks play 7 combined games against Vegas and Colorado, baby.
Hell yeah. And they play Arizona twice, so... they basically have to beat Arizona twice. But anyway, they're not doing it. Okay, can we just finally move past this? They have a what percent chance?
A 4% chance of making the playoffs per hockey model.
What is Money Puck saying? Because Money Puck has been all losing.
Oh, Money Puck was higher. Yeah, because Money Puck simulated the games. I'm sure Money Puck has come to its senses.
This episode is brought to you by 1010, a capsule collection of diamond rings that are responsibly sourced, limited edition designs at fair price points. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Rings sure to bring joy into her life. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 female design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring, ideal for engagement, Mother's Day, or simply a beautiful conversation piece. They're the perfect way to bring light into her life. They're available now through Mother's Day only on BlueNile.com. Just search for the words 10x10. This collection features high-quality, fine jewelry that will surprise and delight, and fairly priced, so you can give her something special and truly meaningful. If you're on the hunt for the perfect, unique ring she'll treasure forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. They won't be around for long, so find them now by searching the words 10x10 only at BlueNile.com. We've got you covered with a podcast to help you get hockey smart. The Crosscheck podcast, hosted by Andrew Berkshire and Mary Clark, goes deeper into NHL stories than any other podcast with the help of the smartest minds on ice. Follow the Crosscheck podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's see.
Need the Jeopardy music in here.
Actually, they play the Coyotes four times.
The Sharks are down at 9.2% there.
So even Money Puck has come to heel.
It's over.
It's over. It's the Vince Carter gif. Yeah, it's over. Yeah.
It's over, Anakin. So, it's over, Vince Carter gif. If you want Frodo saying it's over, well,
yeah, the ring. It's like it's like Mike is holding a lightsaber and all the little sharks are in the youngling things and he just lights up the playoff chances lightsaber. We're done here. So there's so much stuff that the broadcast can talk about. There's so many young players that they could bring up and stuff like that. I get the Marlowe thing's going to be up tonight. Fair. It's really cool that he's breaking the record. But like, let's do it, man. Let's get the kids in. Let's start running wild. Let's see what's going on. Logan Couture clearly hurt. Put him on ice. Just end him for the season.
Chill.
Tomáš Hertl, his knees are probably on fire. Just let him be. Evander Kane seems fine. Timo seems fine. LeBanc seems fine. But anybody who's got these little nagging injuries or like
ice them.
Just ice them. There's what? How many games they play? What did they say? 44. So they have 12 games left. Who gives a shit?
Do you think if you cryogenically froze those guys, they could play next year without having aged?
Or like 3 years from now when, after the reset?
Yeah. I've seen Futurama. So, that's how it works.
Yeah. But yes, I agree. Wait, so who of the prospects that we haven't seen yet do we think we're going to see in the NHL this year?
We haven't seen yet. Ivan Čeković.
Or get like a real, like I think like Blickfield. We've seen a little bit of Blickfield, but he hasn't gotten a real like run. I think
he also tried to kill Nathan MacKinnon.
I think that was a horseshit call. Whatever. Anyway, all right. Who else?
Wow. He also thinks Tom Wilson did nothing wrong here.
No, Tom Wilson's a punk ass bitch. But the Blickfeld replays to me seem like totally just accidental.
Accidental still. I mean, I sure, with my car.
Sure, but even then, it didn't look like it was. Anyway.
Nathan MacKinnon was only out for like three games with the concussion. So
I
don't know. Whatever.
Eric is not full hockey, man.
I told you, I've done away. I've sworn off fancy stats. And I'm 100% hockey man now.
Are you like a smoker who's like, I'm not smoking anymore, but then runs out to his car and like opens up on his phone, opens up like Evolving Wild real quick and is like, who is leading in expected goals from the blue line? You're like, oh, yeah. Or like the cookie monster scene from Family Guy where he runs in the bathroom is lighting up the cookies. That's you with like Evolving Wild and be like, has the most left wing IG?
Oh, let me look at Timo Meier's 2018 fancy stats. Oh, that's
show me those blobs. It's like on South Park and Randy, they lose the internet. Randy's into the porn.
Gotta
he
go to California. Into the internet porn.
He needs increasingly more weird stuff. Eric is getting increasingly weirder blobs. Like, let me see David Legwand's blobs from 2014 when he was 40.
Carlson's first Norris season. Oh,
what were you gonna ask?
Josh Norris this season.
What were you gonna ask, JD, Eric?
I don't know. I'm crying.
He's thinking about Josh Norris this season right now.
Josh Norris's blobs are not that great, but he's
still exciting. Josh Norris directed a feature film, he would go by Joshua Norris.
Yeah, he'd have to like Chuck Norris. Although Chuck Norris doesn't have like a Charles.
Yeah, I Chuck is the short of Charles. Yeah.
Oh yeah, so he has to shorten his name. I like that. Charles. So, okay, JD, outside of Blickfeld, someone who hasn't seen a single NHL game.
No, I think Ivan is probably the main guy, right? Because we've been, especially after the season he had over in the KHL, and then he's been kind of putting it together now for the Cuda the past couple of games. I know he scored this weekend as well, so I think he should be the first shot.
I agree. I don't know if our mindset is the same as the organization's mindset.
Of course not, but
I believe I said we're three jabronis with microphones.
We did, yes.
Yeah, so I agree with you that that all that makes sense, and but I feel like we're gonna see like a fourth line type.
Oh yeah,
that's how they've been.
We seen like the fourth line type, like Evan Wenger? Is he even on a contract, like an NHL contract?
He might be. I don't know. Scott Reedy, I'd be very surprised.
Well, Scott Reedy is not even because he's on a tryout thing. But
so oh, you're right. He doesn't start until next year. You're right.
But he's been
until next year.
Eric, cover your ears. He's been killing it so far with the Cuda. So
you know who we have seen but hasn't made it resurfaced. Leon Bergman.
Yeah.
Remember when he started camp with the team or started the season with the team last year and played like five games.
Yeah.
Okay. So who haven't we seen? Okay. I'm just going to run down the list and see if we think there's 12 games left. Remember, we got to try to fit them in here. Bergman?
No.
No.
Reedy? No, obviously. Shimolevsky, do you think he comes back?
Yeah. I think we get Sasha back.
I don't know. I think they might not. Anyway, Zach Gallant?
No.
I don't know. Jake McGrew, maybe.
I can look and see some estimated.
We've seen. I'm surprised True hasn't been back up. Evan Weingard, I don't know what his deal is. He's from LA. That's cool. Steen Pasichnuk, I doubt. No. Chekovich, yes, I think is a good candidate. Did Letnov get into a game?
Nope. He got called up, I think, to the taxi squad once or twice. But
yeah.
Blickfield, we've only seen a couple of games. Jaden Hobgavox.
He's taxi squadding. Here's the thing. I think Barabanov is going to play over any of these guys.
Ooh, that's a good one. Barabanov. That's a great call. I think Barabanov and Chekovich are the next two kind of guys. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't counting Barabanov or Barabanov as like a prospect because he's 27, but I just meant we might not see any of these guys because they want to see what he can do.
Yeah. Especially.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
Especially you got 12 games left to throw him out there, see if he does anything, and then if you want to throw him a contract at the end of the season type of things going into next year, especially because they're going to need more forwards anyway for the before the expansion draft. So I'm not sure what his expansion draft status is, but if he's 27, I'm sure he's probably close to being.
Well, no, he only came over this year. Is the issue. And on defense, the only person that would come up is Merkley. But I think, Eric, you have this theory that he's going to be like the Josh Norris plan.
Josh Norris. Well, you guys make fun of me for Josh Norris, but he's picked around the same time in the draft.
Yeah.
And he played three games last year. And this year is his D plus four season, I believe. And he is just made the team at the gates and is playing like 1C minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be Merkley's equivalent of next year. So
Merkley 1C?
Sure, Merkley 1C. So I feel like they are sort of let him
marinate.
Do a whole season with the system in the AHL. Don't put any pressure on him, sort of thing. And then just be like, all right, day one, like you better fucking earn this job in the NHL, otherwise.
Quick little interjection. Barabanov is actually exempt from the from the Seattle draft. Okay. The forwards, I don't know what they're gonna do. Doug Wilson said he has a plan what they're gonna do with the forwards
they're gonna give a bunch of guys 1 year contracts, and some of them are gonna be shipped off to Seattle.
Well, one of them.
One of them.
I just don't know which one it's gonna be. So I'm just gonna click them off. Couture, Kane, Meyer, Hurdle, LeBanky boy.
So
that leaves like Donato. Yeah, they're probably going to re-sign him. They're not going to re-sign Arka Sorensen.
Nope. Balsers.
They're going to re-sign Balsers. All these other guys need too many games. And then they've got Gambrell, Nieto, and Marlowe, who are all free
agents. Is Balsers going to get taken by Seattle?
Right? That's what I'm saying.
Well, R.I.P. Rudolph.
Right, redeem Šimek, but
we hardly knew yet. Why would they take Šimek if they could take Balsers?
I don't know, man. Why do teams do anything? All words are
fake. I don't know. That's true.
Let's say they protect Ryan Donato. Well, they can protect Balsers. There we go.
They can protect Balsers, right. So they better make it so that, like, the only forward available is,
like, Kane or Couture or something like that. Yeah.
Well, no, that's the problem is I don't know what they're going to do. They have to, like, re-sign Dylan Gambrell and be like, you can have Dylan Gambrell.
That's some serious game theory right there. Like, they would They would never take this huge contract with, like, no trade clauses and shit. So we're just going to leave our captain unprotected so that we can keep this 23-year-old who has been decent this year.
Hilariously, if they re-sign Joseph Kojanosh, they can leave Martin Jones unprotected.
Kojanosh,
they just have to re-sign him.
Yeah.
Oh, they're totally
you get Martin that. Jones and you'll like it.
But I think they're gonna were there compliance buyouts last expansion draft?
No, that's like a CBA thing.
Yeah, okay.
That's a CBA thing, not an expansion draft.
Yeah, all right.
They had two last time, and I don't even know if they used both of them. I think one of them was like Adam Burrish or something really obscure.
Didn't they use one on? Oh no, they did a real one on Paul Martin.
Yeah,
they did. They put him in the minors and then did a real one.
Right. I don't think they're gonna. I think Jones is like the least of their worries at this point, and they can just let him ride that one out.
Oh, but, I'm not saying they should protect Jones. It's just funny that.
Oh no, no, I mean they're going to leave Martin Jones. Buying him out, like buying him out later.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah.
If they're going to pick someone to buy out, do like Vlasic or something.
Man, if you're like me, you've probably spent the last year or so basically like going between your kitchen and your bedroom and maybe like another room in your house. And like it probably was easy at the beginning to get a good workout in, maybe go for a jog, maybe do some push-ups. But as time wore on, you just kind of had to do the same thing over and over. It was much more challenging to keep yourself in any kind of shape. So I was kind of in that spot, but I decided, you know what, I'm going to try to work on my diet too. So I looked for low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber treats. And I came across Built Bar. Built Bar is great to help you lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. It also tastes great and comes in a number of amazing flavors. Some of the 12 original flavors include coconut, almond, raspberry, German chocolate, peanut butter, and banana bread. They also have 6 new flavors, including caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, that's clever, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. All the bars are covered in 100% chocolate and they're soft and easy to chew. So next time you're feeling like you're struggling getting the workout going, pop in a Built Bar, let the protein do the work for you. Go to builtbar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON15 and you'll get 15% off your next order. Use the promo code LOCKEDON15 for 15% off at Built Bar.
Are you guys looking for the fastest and easiest way to bet on the Leafs flaming out of the playoffs in spectacular fashion for the 67th time in a row? Well, look no further because Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football's long been over, so I don't know why we're talking about football, but NBA, hockey, full swing. College basketball just ended, so if you want to do that, you got to wait till next year. Golf, if you really want to do that. Baseball, who bets on baseball? There's way too many games. Tennis, I'm sure you could bet on tennis. Bet Online even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV, which is pretty cool if you watch any of that. They have real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. Bet Online has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So if you really, really want to bet on the Leafs losing, which I'm going to, head over to the website to or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive your sign-up bonus.
Be a waiver wire winner with the daily fantasy hockey advice from Locked On Fantasy Hockey. Fantasy hockey expert Scott Cullen gives you tips, insights, and analysis for season-long, dynasty, and DFS leagues. Follow the Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts.
Yeah, they played 2 games against the Wild, bringing in this full circle, but like, who cares? They were very boring. They were, low event.
I know.
I think they were low event. I can't remember. Honestly,
so boring. It was like, if you're going to be bad, that's fine. Like, the Sharks are bad. But if you're going to be boring as well, it's just unbearable right now where they're just, it's like, it's the same thing with like, okay, let's score one goal and then the wheels come off. And like, there's not, it's like, you're not even Kevin, like Ballsters is exciting to watch because he's young, but like John Leonard's not even in the lineup right now. You know, you have a bunch of these young guys who aren't getting any fair cracks at the lineup. And it's just, please God, let's end this season. Sim to the draft.
Hell yeah. I've been trying to start that movement.
Yeah.
So we should get a throw of the sim to the draft hashtag or something. That's kind of rude though. I feel bad. It was
like boring. Like, so Saturday, Friday's
issue,
game
is an issue. And then, oh, Timo and LeBanc got benched or,
ooh, yeah, let's or talk
sent,
about that.
Sent to the fourth line on the second game, which is my favorite part of this whole like dramatic universe against the Wild.
Do you have how much they played there, Eric?
Together or total?
Just in general.
In general. Yeah.
I don't know. Like the usual line stuff. I'm just wondering how that much of, because you said that LeBanc, Handemark, Timo was actually pretty good. LeBanc, when you look at those like
hockey stats, Shellman,
my bad. Excuse me. Mixed up my Swedes. they've ended up performing well, but I think that's more of a testament to the fact that LeBanc and Timo are sick and
right. And that
have they ever played together?
I don't think so.
They've never played on the same wing. Like Timo's lefty, but he plays right wing like Ovechkin style.
Yeah, but like, can you can just switch sides of the ice and it's okay, right? Is like that different?
No, I'm just saying LeBanc only plays right wing and Timo prefers to play right wing. Timo can go play left wing. He's left-handed.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Just, it's just funny that they both play right wing.
Right, right. It is funny. They played really well together. I also think it shows you what can happen when you like distribute your skill throughout your lineup. And obviously the Sharks don't have the luxury to do that. But if you can put someone who's like overwhelmingly good on the lower lines, that's like a great way to take advantage of those.
But like, do we really hate the idea of Kane, Couture, Leonard?
Sure.
Don't, just whatever. I need a left winger. Rudy. Hurdle, Balcers. No, Balcers are already on this line. I need another winger.
Donato.
Donato. They're perfect. Thank you. Donato, Hurdle, Balcers, and then LeBanc, Gambrell, Meyer. Do we really hate that idea?
No, I like that. I like that.
Right. The one so thing, that's
yeah.
Distributing the wealth in that way is fine, where you're still keeping them strong and stuff like that. It's just that when they pop guys up, it's Patrick Marleau on the first line.
Yeah, sure. There are certain guys that they should avoid moving up the lineup. Definitely. That's frustrating. I agree. So, but like, I like the, you know, I don't like that they got sentenced to the fourth line, but otherwise,
yeah, the distribution stuff wasn't the idea that we're putting forward. It was clearly a punishment.
And yeah, LeBanc still played like 17 and a half minutes that game. So
when did they get banished? In the third?
I think it was after the second, because Bob said they played garbage the first period.
I believe he said horrible play.
Yeah, but
amazing. It looks like said they played the shift short. It was like around the beginning of the second period.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So yeah, I mean, LeBanc, he still played his 17 minutes, and Timo was at 13 and a half minutes.
Timo Meyer only played 13 and a half minutes.
Yep.
They didn't have any power plays.
It doesn't matter. He's Timo Meyer.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. But they have one power play.
Side interjection. He doesn't play in the top power play anyway, so who cares? It's a little side interjection. We spent how many years of our life having to listen to the fact that you need penalty kill specialists like Melker Carlson and whatever.
Right, then
Evander Kane goes out there and scores a shorthanded goal because if you just put good players out there, good things are going to happen.
They can do good things, right?
God, what a concept. Anyway, sorry. Yeah, Timo's playing only 13 and a half minutes. I just don't understand this obsession with having Timo picking on Timo to play better. Like, Logan Couture has been straight up absent.
He's been so bad. Ever since that injury, he has been bad.
Yeah, and if he's injured, then just bench him. It's a lost season. Like, benching's the wrong word. Just hold him out for the rest of the season.
Yeah, like, it's because he hasn't scored a goal. I think it's almost 20 games now, which is kind of crazy, to be honest.
It's like half a season. There's only 56 in this season.
He's like, and I know he's the captain. He's got to go out there and grit it out for the, you know, for the culture and all that stuff. But it's like, dude, he's clearly not 100%, and it's not fair to him. Like, that's where someone needs to step in and be like, dude, just sit. Like Erik Karlsson, remember he got hurt this year. He sat out for four games, and then what happened when he came back? He was a different player. You know, like,
yeah, yelled at again.
He got yelled at again. Do I expect Couture to come out, like, come back and just, you know, like, if he sits out a couple games and if he wants to come back after that and play, that's fine. But, like, at this point, you're not helping the team.
Yeah, that's the thing is, like, I understand that Timo's young. He's, like, 24. Man, he's only 24.
Oh, Kyle ran into some heavy traffic. So, yeah, he's young. He's still growing. And it's frustrating to see him held up to standards that guys like other, like Kane a little bit, don't seem to be held up to. But
yeah, well, I mean, Kane though, like ever since the first Vegas series, Kane had turned his season around and he's arguably one of the best players.
He hasn't taken penalties. I agree. He's like demonstrated that he can, but
you don't see the Kane getting, well, I mean, actually last year Kane did really get benched.
Just play Timo on one of the things Bob said that for Kane and Timo to have similar minutes, the big reason their minutes are different is because Timo is not on the penalty kill. And we're saying like, well, oh, just throw him on there. He's like, he's not ready yet. Or he's not, we wanted to try him there, but he's not doing it. And it's like, well, I don't know. You have like 10 games left. Why don't you see if he can do it?
Yeah. At this point, if you lose a game, it doesn't matter. Cause you're going to lose them and you're trying.
Right. Yeah. In fact, you want to lose games so you can get a sick draft pick.
You know, who got some penalty kill minutes.
Who?
Rudy.
Rudy?
Yeah,
35. Rudy, I love it. Two-way forward Rudy Balsers.
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think Rudy's ceiling is before we leave here?
It's probably pretty close to where he's at. Maybe it's a little higher.
I think he's
talking 20 goal score?
I think a 20-25 goal score. I think
25.
Yeah. I think if he's playing the right line, you know, if he's playing with like I think playing with Hurdle like in a full season and Hurdle, I think he could be score 25 goals.
I mean, him, Timo, and Hurdle line has been great. So yeah. Maybe I don't know what his like rate stats are right now. I'd be surprised about that. His
but this is like ceiling. I'm not saying like a consistent, yeah, like he could be sure, a consistent sure. 20 right, goal right. No,
yeah,
scorer.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying
I think I he could know. Pop off for 25 in a good career
know.
Year.
I don't know. I gotta look at this before.
You gotta look at the projections. Projecting, analyzing.
Projecting, beep, boop, beep, boop.
Enhance.
It's also hard yes, because
this
my
is a CSI.
my like lens is not like I don't care so much about the how many goals he'll score in a season. I care more about like his impact via those.
Well,
other...
then tell us what his impact is.
I'm goals, looking. It's been fairly. It's been decent offensively since he joined that second line. So like he has that very specific. Context in order to do well in, which makes me think that like if for whatever reason he has a bad stretch in the coach's eyes, he could very easily be banished off that line kind of thing and cease to score goals for a while. So the ceiling is harder to envision being at 20-25 goals because there's that like volatility inherent in what he brings on his own, I guess.
Yeah, like he can't just like if Hurdle gets hurt and his center's not Dylan Gumbrell and the other wingers, whatever, he's not just gonna be like still on keep on trucking for 25
minutes. Right. And I guess yeah. That's not like nothing to do with him necessarily, but I guess my point is that he needs a good supporting cast, like a good center in order to score 20 goals. And so maybe yeah. He's that high of a goal scorer, maybe but it's challenging for me to see that.
I mean that's what I said. He's not gonna but he seems like one of those right place, right. Time type of guys where he's always kind of where he's supposed to be. So you could see where if he just has crazy puck luck for a season and he plays with a you know a good playmaker. 25 goals I think is the absolute ceiling, but I think he can be a consistent 15-20 goal scorer.
Is it the worst? Okay, last thing before we go. Is it the worst if you have a top six and he's the sixth member of the top six, is that the worst outcome? Is that like is that bad or is your team doing anything?
If he's the worst member of your top six, I think like you're fine.
If he's your sixth best forward, do you think that's a playoff team?
I think so.
His fantasy stats have looked improved. Like he's like above average-ish at 5-on-5 or evens. So like and he maybe has another year to grow. So if he can build on that. Then I think then you'll be okay. But if he just kind of stays how he is and isn't able to make a bigger impact with the underlying numbers, then I think you're going to have problems if he's your sixth best forward.
Is Rudy who we thought John Leonard was going to be?
No. I don't know what I thought Rudy was going to be. Leonard, I feel like, fits that like third line defensive forward role pretty well.
Defensive?
Yeah. His defensive impacts have been great this year at 5-on-5 and even strength.
Damn. What if he's like a 40-point two-way guy?
I'd be shocked. But
you think, famously hate John Leonard after championing his cause, and then the moment he gets to the NHL, it's very hipster.
Too old.
Too many people like this guy.
You can
now.
Read what I wrote about him before the season started.
That's what I'm saying. Before the season. Then your fever dream came true, and you were like, "No, I'm tired of this."
I liked John Leonard before it was cool, and then he just left.
I'm trying to be realistic and like actually do a good job of projecting what these guys might turn into role wise.
Poor Alex Young has no chance.
But it is exciting. No, it is exciting that a 6th round pick is even like considered close to a full time NHLer at this stage.
Kevin LeBanc.
Yeah,
right.
He's also exciting. just the seventh rounder that keeps getting brought up as an NHL player is Adam Raska, and Eric and I every time are like, what?
Every single scout is like, oh yeah, the Adam Raska guy. And I'm like, what the hell?
And every time we're like, well, isn't he just this and this and this? And they're like, yeah, but I mean, like, he can play in your fourth line. He'll be one of those guys that plays like 6 years. I'm just like, oh, okay, cool. Any final Monday morning, whatever, whenever people are listening.
I want to see Cechkovich in the NHL this year.
Fair. JD?
Just because Patrick Marleau is breaking Gordie Howe's record doesn't mean that Patrick Marleau is better than Gordie Howe. Gordie Howe's
that's not how transitive property works. You get it.
Gordie Howe is literally one of the best players ever in the NHL, literally named Mr. Hockey. Like, it's cool that Patrick Marleau is breaking the all-time record for games played, but that doesn't make him a better player than.
What do you think the other Mr. Peoples are?
Mr. Football. There's Johnny Football. He's Mr. Football.
Yeah. Ooh, there's Mr. Peanut.
But he's an anthropomorphic peanut. He's not like a person representing the situation. There's not a man behind the peanut.
Oh, that's what you think.
I'm talking.
That's
like,
what Big Peanut wants you to think.
Famously, I can be bought. We'll think about this. I'm gonna brainstorm this until for tomorrow. Like, is there like a Mr. Basketball? Is there like, is like Jonas Salk? Is he like Mr. Penicillin? Like, what are we like?
No, it's just sticking with the lame nickname tradition of hockey. That's
Well, I mean, it was the 50s, so I can. Mr. Hockey is also better than like Housie.
Joneser. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Housie got there in the corners and.
His name is Gord. Anyway, we're completely out of our minds. If you would like to send us anything about various misters of their respective field, Isaac Newton, is he Mr. Math? Is he Mr. Physics?
Mr. Gravity?
Mr. Gravity? Thank you. You can do that at Locked On Sharks on the Twitter. If you'd like to email us and tell us we're stupid, you can do that at lockedonsharks@gmail.com. Great. If you'd like to go on Facebook or Instagram and look at the pictures and the graphics that JD makes because they're cool, you can do that at Locked On Sharks on Facebook and Instagram, obviously. Just SEO search Locked On Sharks. Shit will come up. If you would like to ask JD about baby Mr. Peanut, you can do that at My Fry Hole. And if you would like to ask Eric about Bill James, the godfather of sabermetrics, you can do that at My Fire Foul Ball 15.
Did it again.
If you want to ask Kyle
about identity theft,
yeah, who is who over here? He's at Shane. No, Kyle Demetrius.
Identity theft is not a joke, Kyle.
Yeah, millions of people are upset every year. Oh man, I'm gonna go have some tuna. Bye, everybody.